Pro Wrestling 101 is brought to you exclusively in podcast form by the Shining Wizards Network, home to many great podcasts, including Neckbreaker, The Midnight Jory, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Apex Radio, and of course, the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, all available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Incredible, you're watching Pro Wrestling 101. Today, I want to talk to a good friend of mine. He runs a great promotion here, the premier promotion in Connecticut, and he also runs the PWA Wrestling School out of New Haven. And I tell you, man, I'm honored to be here. Let me into your house. I train here, full disclosure. I train one of my students here. It's a great place. But what really interests me about the PWA promotion and the school is the way, it's kind of a throwback, the way you train your kids to the old, Hart Brothers training in Calgary, the way Lance Storm conducts his Storm Wrestling Academy. It's, you really take, the fundamentals of pro wrestling very seriously, and that's something that I take very seriously, I think are really important. Just really quickly, tell us, what you believe is a good curriculum for young men and women that want to make it in this business.
That's pretty good. What I think that the kids need most of all in wrestling today is just discipline and routine. They need to have a certain routine that they come into, a certain discipline, and they just really need to push and know that it's training, training, conditioning, conditioning, training, training. Just like karate, just like any kind of serious form or sport is just that. Maximize your time and your training in the business.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I've known you for a long time. You came up the hard way. You started out at the very bottom. I believe Jason Knight School down in Waterbury, Connecticut. And you traveled the world. You went to Mexico. You went to Canada. I mean, all over the place. You've been very active. And one thing that happens when I travel the country and do seminars and train kids. Are the discipline isn't there sometimes, or that desire. I mean, this is not an easy business, and I think that's one of the things that I find lacking sometimes is that kids aren't willing to do the work. And you certainly make them work, and they, one of the things I noticed in all the kids here is they have respect. And I've done a one-on-one on locker room etiquette. They'll shake your hand. They do the right things. And I mean, I carried bags for the first 3 years of my career, but I'm a better person for it. Now, what do you think, let's say it this way, what do you do differently in PWA than in most wrestling schools? Because I noticed that you guys focus on realistic action. In the world today of UFC and a lot of mixed martial arts, the pro wrestling business has changed.
Right.
And I think it's really hard, it's going back to a more serious style.
Right.
And your thoughts?
Exactly. I think it's the same way. It's coming from like the late 80s style where it's like, I guess the best way to say it is a story that I once heard. There was a lady who watched me wrestle and she was like, someone hasn't told him it's fake.
Right.
So, and that's kind of what I instill here. It's like, it's hard strikes. Like, I don't want to be the guy who goes out to the ring and someone's like, look at that, it's fake. Right. And that's what I instill to the students.
Sure.
It's like, you got to go out there, you got to hit hard, you got to hit safe.
Right.
You got to know what you're doing, you need to be trained, but don't let them ever say it's fake because of you.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I think the physicality, first and foremost, in the WWE sets a precedent down the line to the independents. And, people, I don't care how fake people say it is, we're hitting harder today than we ever have in this business. And you do a great job of instilling that value in those kids because, this isn't ballet. This is hard hitting. It could be sports entertainment. It could be whatever you want to call it. But it's not for everybody, and
right.
I think that's a great point you make. And another thing, I really dig what you're doing, and I've been fortunate enough to have you involve me, is with the PWA promotion, man. You guys are rocking it over here. You're the number one premier organization here in Connecticut, and I'm on your shows as much as possible, and you really put out a product that goes, again, back to territories. You build from the one show to the next, so you don't have a mock TV show and try to be WWE Lite. You do it old school. You try to sell tickets. You have feuds. You build feuds. And it is really refreshing. And the fans, by the way, they're coming out, man. They seem to be digging it. Your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, you know, you can't think that the people are stupid anymore.
Yeah,
like
they were. Yeah.
And going back to it, it's like, you know, we're competing with MMA.
Yeah.
You know, so like we have to have that showmanship. We have to have that, you know, the blood, the feud, the everything. You know, it has to be all put together. And you know, the main thing is not treating the people like they're retards.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
And it's just, you've got to go out there. You've got to give it your all. You've got to always feel that, you know, whether it's corny or not,
sure.
You always have to feel like Vince McMahon could see this tape.
Right.
When you go out there. If you don't have that in the back of your mind and you're just going out there just to make movements, to make steps, it's like, you know, I did it this week and maybe I'll do it again in 2 months. It's like, maybe wrestling's not for you.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it's funny that you say that. I think, you know, a lot of kids that I notice, I mean, Ring of Honor is great. They need to just slow down and sell. And, you know, I know you do a great job of teaching your kids how to sell. Pacing is a huge thing. But, you know, one of the things I notice when I travel the world, and I'm sure you have too, is your travels in the independents, is kids are having matches, not for the audience. They're having matches for themselves.
Yes.
They're trying to get their shit in for themselves instead of what the fans need. Guys, they paid the tickets. This is their show.
Right.
We're here to entertain you. It's like, you know, you go to, it's like, you know, you're that band up on stage and they keep, you know, yelling at you, play Freebird. Well, eventually you're going to play Freebird.
Right.
You want to give the people what they want.
Right.
You don't want to hit them with all your new shit.
Right.
You know, and nobody wants to hear the new shit. They want what they want. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, it actually is one of the tricks of why PWA is successful.
Sure.
We kind of feel out what the people want. We kind of pull them and see what kind of matches they want to see, who they want to see, what kind of feuds they want to build.
Yeah.
And it's basically giving it to them like, you know, they're the customer.
Right, absolutely.
You know? And I think in the world, especially, you know, wrestling nowadays, they forget that they're the paying customer that is using their hard-earned money.
Absolutely.
They want to blow steam off at the end of the week. They want, you know, they got kids nagging them, this, dinner. They're worried about so many other things. They just want to be entertained and drawn in. They don't want to just go there and see something like two guys moving as fast as they can to impress each other.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
They don't want to see that. They want to see a fireman beat up a clown.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think it's really important. And in today's day and age in wrestling, I mean, you could see the business as very, very exciting, or you could see the business as, you know, very bleak. I choose to see it as exciting because, A, I love this business, but right now we have a unique opportunity, and that's what I love about PWA so much, is there are no real alternatives in the business to WWE.
Yeah.
You got the machine,
yeah.
And then you got the rip-offs.
Yeah.
You know, I know Ring of Honor does some great stuff, and they're making headway, but there's really, on a grassroots level, there's nothing else out there. I think PWA has really come through. It's awesome. If you guys want to check it out, it's ProWrestlingAcademyCT.com. It's a great site. Check it out, man. You can find out about the school or future shows. In closing, man, you know, I know you're doing some big things. What do you got coming up, man?
Yeah, we got, we just made a deal with the local football team.
That's right.
Semi-pro, Connecticut Chiefs. We do all their home games now. I mean, it's a great thing in the summertime.
Sure.
No one wants to sit inside in the summer. So we're right out there on the football fields, right, in the nice weather. People come and check it out.
Awesome.
Then we're planning our 2-year anniversary in September.
That's right.
You know, we got one date right now, September. We're going to be in New Hampshire, and then we're looking to lock the date for Connecticut. So we're going to actually do two states for our 2-year anniversary.
That's very cool. Well, man, thank you very much for being on Pro Wrestling 101.
Thank you,
man. Thanks for having me. Guys, this is PWA. This is Pro Wrestling 101. We got the links right below us here on the YouTube channel. That's not just the coolest. That's not just the best. That's Pro Wrestling 101. And that's just incredible. See you next week.